Much of the province has had some extremely cold weather for long stretches this winter. Barry Urencio, beef forage specialist at the Ag Info Center, discusses how this affects animals and their feed intake.
One of the defense mechanisms that they have against the cold weather is to increase the amount of feed that they're consuming on a daily basis. And what that does is, as they eat more feed, there's heat generated during the digestion process, and when they produce more heat, they're able to stay warm. So, for example, on the beef side of things, depending on how cold it gets, anything below minus 20, feed intake can increase by any place from 5 to 30% compared to a warmer day.
When it comes to that increased feed intake, can you just feed straw?
No, unfortunately, straw is a high fiber, low energy, low protein feed. They will be able to consume a bit more, but what happens if you don't have adequate amounts of protein in the diet, the microbes responsible for digesting the fibers do not repopulate as much, therefore fiber digestion rates go down. The animal may look like they're as big as a barrel, but they're not able to pass that feed because the fiber's not being digested in a timely manner, so their feed intake actually goes down. It needs to be a combination of either good quality hay, at least, along with another 2 pounds of grain a day for temperatures at minus 30 at noon compared to minus 20, and then 4 pounds of grain a day at minus 40. We've had temperatures down as low as minus 50 in the north country, so yeah, those guys are feeding an extra 6-7 pounds of grain without any question.
Given that, with the extra feed, some producers may find themselves short of feed, so what can they do in that situation?
Those questions are coming in. My haystack or my silage pit is emptying out a lot faster than what I expected. When the cows are in late pregnancy, they can go ahead and be fed a certain amount of straw per day, no different than before the cold weather, but managing the protein content, calcium and phosphorus, magnesium, trace minerals and vitamins, those are all important to keep the cow in good shape. And if you're really stuck, you can probably feed roughly 10 pounds of straw per day to a lactating cow, with the remainder being silage or hay, along with the right amount of grain. And that's going to depend on the quality of the other forages. But after calving, when you go to a straw inclusion rate in that diet, you're definitely going to be looking at some sort of protein supplementation. Your calcium levels will be down, your magnesium levels will be down, so you've got to watch out for downer cows or milk fevers. Therefore, your supplementation programs have to be adjusted. And more than likely, you're going to be needing additional protein, be it faba beans or peas or Distiller's grains or a 32% with rumensin. You're going to have to change and adjust your feeding program so that you do adjust for that lower quality straw being included.
On tomorrow's program, Barry takes a look at what to do if your cows have lost condition due to the cold weather.